This book is about that preparation. It's about closing the gap between vision and results, between intention and action. It's about winning deliberately, consistently, and with clarity through strategy. According to the Strategy Institute, strategy, in its broadest sense, is a means by which individuals or organizations achieve their objectives. In this book, a winning strategy goes beyond simply defining the how. It integrates the what, the why, the who, and the how, aligning purpose, people, and culture with clear strategies and actionable plans to drive successful execution and meaningful results. Many people, including experienced business leaders, struggle with strategy. They may have clear goals and ambitious plans, but often lack a practical way to turn those goals into real, lasting results. They have not learned how to approach strategy as a reliable, repeatable process. I saw this unfold during a session with a CEO and his senior leadership team. The topic was business transformation. A consultant asked a straightforward question: "What's your long-term strategy?" Silence followed. After an awkward pause, one executive finally replied, "We can't predict the future," and began listing company objectives. In that moment, it became clear. They did not have a strategy. They had hopes, not direction. This scenario is more common than most people realize. Research shows that 90% of organizations fail to execute their strategies. 9 out of 10 startups do not survive. Each year, around 30,000 new products are launched, and 95% fail. Individuals face similar challenges. By February, 80% of New Year's resolutions have already been abandoned, most without ever getting a fair attempt. These numbers highlight something important. The hardest part is not setting goals, it's following through. There's a wide gap between what we intend to do and what actually gets done. What separates those who succeed is the ability to commit to a future vision and take consistent steps to bring it to life. In his article, Killer Strategies, Gary Hamel put it bluntly: "The dirty little secret of the strategy industry is that it doesn't have any theory of strategy creation." He was right. Most organizations and most individuals begin with goals, not strategy. They focus on execution without first answering the question, execute what and why? But the best organizations know the truth. Greatness requires both great strategy and great execution. One without the other doesn't work. Flawless execution of a flawed strategy still leads you off a cliff. And the best strategy in the world is meaningless if you can't bring it to life. Over the course of my career, I've had the opportunity to both develop and execute strategy across a wide range of organizations, from small, private equity-backed startups to mid-market growth companies to global Fortune 500 leaders. Along the way, I've learned what works, what doesn't, and, most importantly, why. Those experiences led to the development of a repeatable process, one that works regardless of company size, industry, or context. It applies at every level: corporate strategy, business unit strategy, departmental plans, major initiatives, and even personal strategy for achieving life goals. If you have something meaningful you want to achieve, this book is for you. It's not another treatise on market analysis, SWOT grids, or environmental scans, though it will help you improve those too. This is a book about how to win with strategy, real strategy, no matter what game you're playing. This is a book I wish I had when I was starting out. It's written to share the lessons I've learned, so you can avoid some of the costly trial and error that comes with learning the hard way. This book also introduces two powerful tools for winning with strategy: the Frost Strategy Pyramid and the Frost Strategic Planning Canvas, a one-page summary that brings everything together to guide clear, focused strategic planning and realization. The remainder of this introduction chapter offers a high-level overview of these frameworks and how they help turn purpose into progress. This framework goes beyond traditional strategic planning and execution. It's an end-to-end process that begins with a clear focus on what you're doing and why. It also integrates a human side of change, drawing on ProSci best practices in change management and insights from Nobel Prize-winning research in behavioral economics. These foundational elements are essential to bridging